This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for June the 22nd. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Proverbs, chapter 27, verse 17. It says there, "As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another." End of quote. It is God's vision and expectation that we need to grow and develop with the help and support of other people. This is why God placed you in God's community called the church. A church home is important to everyone because that is the place God encourages, equips, and sharpens you to become all God wants you to become. Truly, it is the basic function of all Christian churches to equip, sharpen, and send them as fit servants of the Lord. Our insight says, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. End of quote. You see, we need a helping hand, encouragement, and motivation from others to become all God wants us to become. Of course, God is the one who enables you with varied spiritual gifts. However, it is the watering of others in the community that allows to blossom to the fullest extent possible. If you want to sharpen an iron, you need another iron. I remember in my early growing age, we used to sharpen one iron cutter with another iron. If left it separate, both will become useless eventually. One iron cutter sharpens the other iron cutter for effective cutting and slicing. The principle is an iron needs another iron to get sharper and effective. The same is true in your life. You need friends who would encourage, help, and motivate you to become all that you really are. Beloved, choose your friends wisely. What you need is friends who would know your talents and abilities and willing to sharpen you to become the best in your area. You can find trustworthy friends. However, do not waste time with friends who would not let you develop to the fullest extent God intended for you. In my experience, there are three types of friends. Friends who stick with you like a brother to motivate and encourage you. The second type of friends are those who are not interested in your development. They are simply there. They are passive people. They won't do anything for your development, and they do not do any good or bad for you. You know, the third type of friends are really harmful. They potentially look for an opportunity to pull you down from your development to the fullest extent God wanted you to become. You see, you need friends who would come along with you in your difficulties and get you out of there. Not only they pull you out, but also they would be committed to your development. I believe you need both Christian and non-Christian friends. You need Christian, faithful, trustworthy friends who can contribute to your development. You, in turn, can contribute much to their development and usefulness for God. You see, you need non-Christian friends to share the good news of the gospel. They can look up to you, watch you, and learn more about the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ. Now, the very best friend you can ever have is none other than Jesus. He becomes your best and trustworthy friend because he stood silently when he was accused and died in your place for all of your sins. Jesus was buried and victoriously rose again to save you from all sins and shortcomings. Jesus said, and it is recorded in Gospel of John chapter 15, 13, "Greater love has no other one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends." End of quote. You see, no friends can ever love you like Jesus did, because he laid down his life to make you reconciled to God the Father. Bible says in Romans 5, 7-8, most people would not even willing to die for an upright person, although someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good and useful. But God showed his great love for you by sending Christ to die for you while you were still a sinner. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I want Jesus as my best friend. I invite Jesus to come to my life because I believe he died, buried, and rose again to save and bless me. I understand I need Christian and non-Christian friends for a healthy and useful life for your name. However, could you help me to choose my friends wisely, please? I want good, faithful, trustworthy friends who would stay with me to become all you want me to become. Thank you for hearing my prayer. In Christ's name I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.